20% off with our Macy's card or savings pass?
Exactly. Or incredible specials on things we really need now.
Coats and sweaters from my favorite brands.
Cardigans, shoes, and boots for me.
Kitchen electrics.
Diamond rings, an extra 40% off.
Is that a hint?
I'm just saying, perfect timing.
You just set me up, didn't you?
Macy's Veterans Day Sale. Savings off sale price and exclusions apply, including specials.
This holiday season, Walmart asked hundreds of kids for their favorite gifts and filled the kids' gift catalog with their top picks. Check out favorites like Fingerlings, Furreal Friends, and Barbie. Plus, you'll find great gifts you can't get anywhere else with Walmart exclusives. You can even bring the screen to life with gear from Star Wars and Paw Patrol. For great holiday gifts at everyday low prices, shop the kids' gift catalog today at Walmart.com and on the Walmart app. That's the kids' gift catalog at Walmart.com and on the Walmart app.
There's no better way to say I love you. I'm thankful you're in my life. I'm glad to be with you. I'm thinking about you, or I miss you. Then with a spectacular flower arrangement from ProFlowers.com. A gorgeous fresh flower arrangement is a must to dress up every birthday, holiday, or anniversary. As a special treat for you, your beautiful flowers start at an amazing low price of $19.99. And ProFlowers.com will include a free vase with floral orders. Imagine a beautiful bouquet of 100 blooms for only $19.99 with a free vase included. Every festive bouquet is guaranteed to last at least 7 days. Tell your loved ones you're thinking of them with flowers. Go to ProFlowers.com/radio and enter your code to receive this special offer. Enter code RAMP. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, code RAMP. Send a bouquet they'll never forget from ProFlowers.com/radio, code RAMP.
No. I'll explain in more detail tomorrow my theory on what Donna Brazile's doing. I set it up pretty much in the first hour, but I just kind of shocked everybody with my theory of what it all means. I'll develop it further tomorrow, explain to you why I think that's what's really going on here. And if you missed it, just tune in tomorrow and I'll explain what I'm talking about right now. That's called a hook.
Tune in to Knox County Today here on 97.7 FM WAOV. This is Ed Ballinger. Join me each weekday morning from 10 until 11:30 for Knox County Today, brought to you by Cantwell Service Center at Washington and St. Clair Streets of Vincennes, by Cantwell Shortstop on Kimball Road of Vincennes, and by Cannon's Furniture in Lawrenceville. Knox County Today is where your friends and neighbors meet. Listen right here on 97.7 FM WAOV, brought to you by Cantwell Service Center, Cantwell Shortstop, and Cannon's Furniture.
With the new expanded signal at WAOV at 97.7 FM on your radio dial, we've added the St. Louis Cardinals. That's right, WAOV is now your home for the St. Louis Cardinals at 97.7 FM. Brought to you in part by Clyde's Pools and Hot Tub Shack, Rod and Gun Club Road in Bruceville, and by Boot City, just south of Terre Haute on US 41. It's the St. Louis Cardinals on 97.7 WAOV.
Local news and sports, Cardinal baseball, Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh, the talk of the town, 97.7 FM, WAOV, Vincennes.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. Democrats like Congressman Bill Pascrell of New Jersey offering amendments to the Republican tax reform bill, upset when they're rebuffed.
If this isn't germane, nothing's germane. You ought to go home right now, hit the gavel, goodbye. And pass whatever you want to pass.
The Congressional Budget Office says the House GOP proposal would add $1.7 trillion to the deficit over the next 10 years. Former Boston TV News anchor Heather Unruh accusing actor Kevin Spacey of sexually assaulting her son in July of last year.
The victim, my son, was a starstruck, straight, 18-year-old young man who had no idea that the famous actor was an alleged sexual predator, or that he was about to become his next victim.
No comment from Spacey. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV. Can I say ho, ho, ho?
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho,
Mark.
Ho, ho. We are officially almost in the holiday season, aren't we, Greg?
Oh, we're there. We're already there.
Okay.
We've been there since about 2 weeks after Labor Day, starting to get ready for open house.
Do stores actually get ready earlier than they used to?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Because I had people coming in before Labor Day saying, I'm seeing Christmas stuff going out already. So we're definitely rushing the season. But, you know, it's a wonderful time of year. And, of course, you know, in our situation, we have to start early because we do other things, too. We have the gift shop. We have the bereavement area and so on. So that's all busy. And we do window treatments, and that keeps us busy. And I do the design work, and that keeps us busy. And then we decide we're going to do Christmas open house. So that's just one more thing on the ticket that we need to get accomplished.
Well, that ticket is this weekend, right?
That's right. Friday and Saturday. You're going to be there Friday. We're going to have fun.
I am going to be there Friday. And, well, let's just talk about, first of all, the schedule for the weekend, and then we'll go through the store in our mind here.
Okay.
As we're on the air this afternoon.
We're open Friday and Saturday, 9 to 5, both days. Okay. And this year, we're doing something really special. We're offering 20% off anything in stock in the store, except the clearance area that has a little red dot on it, and it's already marked down to rock bottom price. We can't go any lower. So, you know, you've got a good selection. We've got things on clearance we've got some tables on clearance. We've got some chairs on clearance. We've got a lot of ornaments on clearance. We even have some trees on clearance.
Whoa.
They're slightly used. They're some of our older models. The lights still work. But we're going to clear them out, so we'll have new, fresher trees next year.
I'm going to tell a story on my wife.
Okay.
All right? I can't remember what day it was. I think it must have been Saturday, or maybe it was Friday.
For the record, Sandra, I had nothing to do with this.
Okay, that's true. She goes, we need to put our tree up. And I said, we what? This was last week sometime. And she said, no, I got a new tree from Greg Grizzly last year, and I can't remember, is it a thin one or a fat one or a tall one? I know it's not tall, and it's in the closet, da 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 da, but we have to take all this stuff out of the closet first to get it out. And we took this tree out. We set it up that she had bought from you last
right.
year. And then she says, okay, now I know what ornaments I need. In my mind, not me, but, and she says, now I know where I can put this. And in fact, setting up the tree early gave
right.
her the impetus to start the process of decorating our house. Now she made me take it right down
yeah.
because she says it's not time to put it up yet, but she had in her mind
what she
to
wants
get ready
to do. Yeah, sure.
So I guess she's not too crazy.
You know, a lot of people do that. I had people in this week that said they were getting stuff out and checking to make sure if it was good or if they need to replace it. You know, so, because this is a season you need to replace it, you know.
So then you can get it done and go from there. All right, so I felt a little bit stupid.
No.
Okay.
No. Lots of people do that and get an idea of what they're going to do and idea of their color scheme and what they're going to do this year and where maybe they're going to put it in a different spot. If it's a new tree, you really don't know what you need to go on it, Mark. You know?
Yeah. Okay. So do we start with the Christmas tree or do we start with something over a fireplace if that's the room we do it? Where do we start with Christmas decorations?
Number one, usually most people, even when we're designing a room in June or February, client says, where am I going to put my Christmas tree at Christmas time? And I usually have to answer that question.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a major issue, you know. And most people like it in front of a window so that everybody can look in and see the Christmas tree and you know, things like that. Other people like it, you know, in the corner of a stairway. It's a real pretty spot for a tree. It's very attractive in a home. It's very cozy looking, you know, that way. And then, you know, some people use upside down trees. They hang them from the ceiling.
Do they really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Around here?
Yeah.
Doesn't stuff fall off?
No, it okay. just hangs upside down.
Okay. All right. So
the topper on the tree obviously isn't an angel because she would fall off.
Yes. But wow, hadn't thought of that. And I don't know if we could even come up with this. What percentage of people have more than one tree?
Oh, most, I think.
Oh, okay. Because we
think
do.
Most have more than one tree. Usually, because there's usually a tree in the living room that's all decorated out to the nines so that everybody comes in and goes, oh, look at that tree. And then you've got the tree that has mom and dad's old ornaments on it and grandma and grandpa's old. And they may have lost some of their shine, but those memories are still there. And you have to put it up. You have to put them somewhere. So they put it sometimes a little tree. Sometimes it's a larger tree in the family room. Or they put a tree up that the kids can play with that's got unbreakable ornaments on it and stuff. Because I've got little grandchildren. I need some unbreakable ornaments. So that's something we hear about, you know.
So we start with the tree. Then we go to the lights. Or some come with lights, of course.
Some come with lights. But this year is a whole different story.
Okay, let's hear.
Firecracker lights. And they kind of resemble your hand in the fact that the fingers are like wires. And the tips of your fingers are LED lights that are white, not blue. And they look like little white Christmas lights. When they're lit, you know, you really can't tell the difference from a distance that it's not a little white mini light on there. But they come in 37-foot strands and 19-foot strands. They're called firecracker lights. And these little fingers, you just stick it in the tree, and these little fingers spread out on their own. You don't have to wrap the branches anymore or anything. They're the easiest things to put on, and they're an 8-function light strand. They have fade in, fade out.
Oh, my.
Flash, flash, fast flash. Say that 3 times real quick.
I can't.
Fast flash, slow flash. Then they have a strobe thing on it. Then they have a strobe and a fade, and then they have a fast fade. And then part of the lights go on and part of them go off. And then they just stay on too. So.
Well, that's what I would do, I think. All that other stuff sounds crazy. So we go with lights. Do some people still go with old school screw-in lights?
Yep. Some people still love those big. Yeah. The lady in this last weekend that was talking about, she likes those big bulbs on her tree. And, you know, the old-fashioned ones. But the thing is, you know, a lot of times it's nice to combine different lights. I've got some neat gold pine cone lights this year that you can add to, like, an alpine tree, the little skinny ones, you know. They're real pretty for that kind of a tree. And even if that tree's pre-lit, you can add these little alpine lights to it. And the firecracker lights, when I saw those at market, they had a pre-lit tree up, regular pre-lit tree, and they just added this to give it extra light. And then they could hit that control button and make part of the tree do something different. That was an interesting effect, Mark, because the whole tree didn't flash on and off, but maybe that slow fade in and out was real attractive. I'm like you. I don't like the strobe lights. It kind of makes me nervous.
Yeah.
But
sets off the old headache. Well, so mixing lights, I hadn't thought of that, does seem to have a kind of an interesting look that you could do. Do people mix colored bulbs and white bulbs? Like, would that work too?
Yeah, and there's some trees that have come out this year that you can press a button and your white lights turn into colored lights.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Are there trees that hook to the internet probably?
I haven't heard of that yet, but that's probably not too far off.
The Christmas open house, 9 to 5 on Friday, then 9 to 5 on Saturday. I'm guessing you'll have some refreshments if it's like all the other open houses.
Yep, we will have refreshments. We're going to serve. We're not going to have punch this year. We're going to do iced tea. Oh. And then I've made all the cookies from scratch.
Boy, you must have been busy. All the decorating and all the other stuff in the cookies, right?
And the cookies, yeah.
Bring any for us to test?
You're going to be there early Friday. Oh, okay. I'm sure you'll test. You'll give them a taste test.
All right.
And I made my great-grandma's shortbread cookies that you like so much, Mark. You've had those before.
I have had those before.
And I made my mother's peanut butter, and you like those, too.
I do like those, too. Shortbread cookies are about the most traditional cookie, I think, around.
It's one of the oldest cookies, you know. And, of course, I put my cookies, I put through a cookie press. Traditional shortbread's baked in a square pan and then cut into bars, more or less. But my family has always put it through a cookie press and baked them and then coat them with powdered sugar.
Oh, that's just good for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's just fine. Well, why don't we take our first break, and then when we come back, we're still going to talk Christmas, aren't we?
We're going to talk about all the neat Christmas stuff in the store today.
All right. We'll be back in a little bit. This is Ask the Designer, and we're asking about Christmas here on News Talk 97.7 WAOV Vincennes.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has gifts for moms, dads, sisters, teachers, friends. Gifts for everyone, for every occasion, in every price point. Rugs, pictures, plaques, you can even decorate and stock your kitchen at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Call 812-886-4444 and your gift will be wrapped and ready when you stop in. Regal Furniture and Gallery, 4th and Western Streets, Vincennes. It's the Sass Trunk Show this Thursday at Grumman's. Stop by Grumman's at 906 North 7th Street in Vincennes and check out the latest trends and styles, because they're not just your grandma's shoes anymore. From 10 to 4, the Sass Rep will be in the store, and you can check out the Spring 2018 line. Special pricing and discounts on all Sass brand shoes that are purchased or ordered during the Sass Trunk Show. Grumman's, 906 North 7th Street in Vincennes, taking care of feet since 1929.
This is Chad Greenley. I'm a Vincennes Rotarian. Purchasing a Vincennes Rotary raffle ticket gives you the opportunities to win. We've done so much since beginning our raffle, including awarding of over $60,000 in scholarships, installing a new sound system at the Fortnightly Club, and donating funds to our downtown business district and grassland for improvements. Contact me or any Vincennes Rotarian to purchase your 52-52-week Rotary raffle ticket.
Charity and gaming license on file.
Don't be left out in the cold this winter. Come inside and feel the warmth at Fox Ridge Manor. Hi, this is Vicki Reeves of Fox Ridge Manor. And yes, you will feel like you have found your new home the minute you step through our doors. Be expecting a warm, welcoming group of new faces and friends. You'll have someone to share conversation with at every meal, instant game partners, and best of all, new pals to share with. Sound great? Call Vicki Reeves or Julie Guy at 812-895-1000 and discover why Fox Ridge Manor is the choice for retirement living.
Get great deals during the Menards Day Sale. Menards has the products you need to keep your vehicle running safely and smoothly. Replace your old wiper blades with Rain-X Latitude Wiper Blades. They apply a water-repelling coating to your windshield every time you use them. In assorted sizes, just $15.29 each. Get these and other great deals through November 19th during the Menards Day Sale. Plus, give the perfect gift this Christmas with a Menards gift card.
Save big money at Menards.
Want to make a comment or suggestions about this Original Company radio station? Go online to originalcompany.com.
We got to check.
And we are back here at the WAOV program, Ask the Designer. Greg Grizzly is the designer. I'm Mark Lang. And I just want to ask you about the stuff in the store.
Oh, the stuff in the store.
First of all, is the window open? Well,
it's not
open.
The window is done as of, well, actually, probably, I took the covering off today.
Okay.
I haven't sprinkled the loose snow on the white cotton yet. But so many people have asked to see it. They said, oh, I want to see your window. I want to see what it looks like. So we uncovered it today. So all of you listening, go by tonight, and it's up. It's open. You can see it this afternoon.
Are you going to give me a hint, or do I just have to drive by?
It's a woodland scene with a surprise in it.
All right. Let me, I do know you have cardinals featured as part of your gifts and some of your trees. Let's talk about
We've
that.
We've got a whole cardinal tree this year, and we usually do. But we have some really pretty new old German large cardinals, hand-blown glass. They're beautiful. And then we've got the little clip-on cardinals that everybody likes. And there was somebody in the story the other day reminding me about the Arizona cardinals, because I was talking about cardinals being state board in Indiana and Illinois. Now, on that same tree with the cardinals, we found a craftsman that has made cutouts of the state of Indiana and Illinois for us to sell this year. And they're done on kind of a balsa wood, and they're embossed with state name. And they kind of look almost like they've done wood burning around the edge of them. Kind of a rustic, you know. $7 is the regular price on them. They'll be 20% off Friday and Saturday. But last year we had some Indiana and Illinois, and people loved them because they wanted to send them their kids for keepsake on their tree and stuff. So
I believe that would be a pretty good gift if they live in Atlanta or if they live in Washington State.
And it can go in an envelope. You know, they would fit in an envelope and send it out with a Christmas card or just thinking of you card and stick a little ornament in there. You know, they might go, oh, well, this is kind of neat. And actually, you could write on the back of it if you want to give your child a message, if you might want to say, you know, Merry Christmas 2017, or do you remember when? You know, my dad used to write me notes and say, do you remember when at Christmas in a package? And I saved those. And I think someday it'd make a neat book.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, it's one of those things, kind of a Christmas memory. But the Indiana Illinois ornaments are really popular. The cardinals are popular. We have a new little lantern kind of a look that has two little cardinals inside. And you turn on that's battery operated. Turn on the back, and it blows snow up inside the globe. And the snow comes back down, and it just, the little fan in there keeps it recirculating. They're real pretty. They've been real popular.
There's a lot of neat things that are invented for decorations, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, you go to market and it's like, I walk out of that market, my mind's just racing going, okay, where's this going to work? Where's that going to work? Is that a price point we can sell? Is this not a price point we can sell? All those questions, you know, are a part of it. Along beside the cardinal tree is a tree done all in red and white. And red and white just screams Christmas.
Yeah.
But the red and white's really pretty. And then right around the corner from that, we have a little thin tree that's covered in silver and clear ornaments. And it's an alpine tree, so it's not very big around. But Jane has draped it in silver garland and silver balls and some beautiful icicle stuff and everything. And then she did tablescapes. It's flock greenery and plain greenery and white china and white angels and silver balls and mirrored balls. And she takes this stuff and lays it in there, Mark. And you know you've seen her stuff, her work before. And she does a beautiful job. These tablescapes that she does are just breathtaking.
You know, one of the things we talk about here is Ask the Designer, and that's Greg Rizzi, and that's who's talking here. But you have a team at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, and that's really kind of cool.
I've got a great team. You know, Jane Crew and I have been together many, many years now. And Becky Brockman's my right hand. She sometimes I'm thinking about something, and she hands me what it is I'm going to ask her for. She anticipates almost what I need, or I'll say, could you do this? I've already done this morning.
And they know what you have, even if you don't.
Right. And right now we're missing Janice Campbell. She had a hand surgery today.
Oh, my.
So Janice is going to be out a few weeks. So we'll miss her for open house.
The open house at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, located at 102 North 4th Street in Vincennes, 4th and Bussarin, is this Friday, 9 until 5, this Saturday, 9 until 5. Good long hours, and, you know, it's pretty easy to park at your place because you're there and there's no competition to speak of. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, really. We usually don't have too much trouble with people getting parked in and the... You know, the Saturday, And Saturdays, you know, there isn't anybody parked in the bank lot. Right. There's nobody at the church on Saturday. A lot of people park different places. Our neighbors are really nice. We try to not get in their way and stay out of their places most of the time. But the weekend, you know, there really isn't a problem getting parked in relatively close.
We've talked quite a bit about tree decorations, and you started talking about what you call the tablescapes.
Right.
There are lots of decorations for a home that don't go on a tree for holidays.
Oh, yeah. We've got some really beautiful Holy Families and some nativity sets this year. Jane did a huge lantern with a Rembrandt angel in front with some pine around it and a single battery-operated tapered candle in that big lantern, and it's lovely. It's beautiful.
We don't use any candles anymore at our house. They're all batteries.
Well, they're safer, Mark.
And they look just as good.
Yeah, you know. And I'll give you a hint. No, I've not talked about this yet. We have a new battery candle this year that has a little slot in the back, and you slip a cartridge in there, and it perfumes your house.
Of course.
Man. Brand new. Those are going to be back on the little display table, and I've got these big glass globes that go over them, so they'll capture scent. So when you come in, you can pick up one of those bell jars and know what the scent is. You know, we've got 3 scents, and there's about 12 different scents that you can purchase. We've got the Christmas ones primarily for right now.
Are there other decorations besides what we'll call the landscape or the tablescapes and the trees? Are there other kinds of decorations?
Oh, yeah, we've got centerpieces with candles built into them. We've got some beautiful red poinsettias with glittered edges on them that hold a votive candle, again, a battery candle. And they're very pretty. They're appropriate for on a cocktail table, on an end table. Entry hall table, they would be pretty on any place you want a little splash of red and a little bit of glitter, and you know, they're very attractive. They've been real popular. The some of the other things that we've got, of course, you know, we've got several different kinds of angels, and then we've got some great new pillows in Merry Christmas pillows and snowmen pillows, and there's a real pretty deer on a linen background that's all beaded. It's a beautiful, beautiful,
and that can place. Change the look of your couch and your chairs and get it in the holiday thing real quickly, right?
Yeah. Take off the toss pillows that came with your sofa and throw Merry Christmas on there, or ho ho ho, or whatever, you know, whatever pillow strikes your fancy. We've got some new lumbar pillows that have a lot of bling bling on them, big rhinestones and some pretty scattering of beading and rhinestone across the middle of the pillow.
Now, we're going to get to the gift shop, and we're going to get to gifts in general. And we would be remiss not to talk a little bit about furniture during our program today. But one of the areas that you historically have a lot of neat things in is, I'll call it the kitchen area.
Right.
We have a kitchen tree
this year.
Of course. All right, so besides the kitchen tree, there's, I assume, pot holders and then that kind of stuff.
Oh, and we've got a new little area called Grab and Go Gifts. And they start at about $15, go up to $30 or $35. They're already wrapped up. They've got bows and little holly and flowers and things in the bow, little spoon rests. There's a men's section. There's a section that just... you know, next door neighbor that's been good to you this year, a little memory like that. I told the lady, we had a group of ladies in last night, and I told them, I said, these little spoon rests and little spoons that come with it, and they're Christmas spoon rests. Either have Santa Claus in them or a snowman painted in them. They're cute. You know, just a little something put on your countertop. And they're like $15. Well, our little gift bags are white. So we put those in with tissue and put a pretty bow on the handle. And I like to surprise, you know, some of my neighbors that are really good to me throughout the year. And I'll fix up a couple of those little white bags with some goodies in them for them and put from Santa and just hang it on their doorknob and let them find it. And I think that's fun because it's, you, I can sometimes see them walk up on their porch. You know, maybe I'm leaving and going to church. They're walking in front church and they see this and they look at it and they look, I see them look at the card, you know, and it's really kind of fun to be, you know, my kids are growing now and my granddaughters are older. So that's the only chance I have to play Santa Claus anymore.
And Santa's got to buy them from someplace, and it might as well be Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, right?
Yeah, we might as well. Because we'll fix them up in one of those little gift bags so you can hang it on their doorknob for them.
And the 20% off during the open house on Friday and Saturday is on what?
Furniture, pictures, lamps, end tables, cocktail tables, chairs, sofas, recliners, everything in the store, gifts, bereavement gifts. Everything's 20% off, including the firecracker lights, all the new Christmas decor. Everything's 20% off, unless it is in a clearance area and it's got a little red dot on it.
Well, that's pretty much everything.
Pretty much everything.
Well, it would be everything, and then the other stuff is even more off, probably, on your clearance rack.
Exactly, yes.
Well, that would make worth coming just for that.
Yeah. And you get free cookies, too.
There you go. Free cookies and iced tea. We'll be back with more of Ask the Designer here on WAOV after these messages.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery offers in-home design appointments, not just for furniture, but to design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444. And be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bessarin Streets, Vincennes.
Deep trouble because they are purposely injecting left-wing politics into sports.
Rush Limbaugh.
They have people doing it, don't know how to do it. I've often said, don't try this, you know, what I do at home. There's like clearly a bunch of rank amateurs over there. If ESPN wants to bring politics back, and if they want to do it right, and if they want to win with it, they should ask me.
Catch the Rush Limbaugh Show right here on 97.7 WAOV.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1253. 800-296-1253. 800-296-1253. That's 800-296-1253.
From the Washington Chrysler Center, 97.7 WAOV News Desk, I'm Tom Lee reporting. Vincennes firefighters responded to a fire at the Packaging Corporation of America plant on St. Clair Street in Vincennes. The fire was called in just after 2:30 yesterday afternoon in the compactor room at the center of the plant. The fire damaged two cardboard chip compactors. Firefighters contained a blaze to the two machines and the cardboard inside them. Crews stayed on the scene for about 4 hours, ventilating a large amount of smoke and removing paper clipping from the machines. Fire's cause is reported right now as accidental. No dollar estimate of damage is available, but City Fire Chief Sonny Pinkstaff says it could be in the high tens of thousands or more. The plant, however, despite the fire, is expected to be up and running today. Vincennes police arrested a Vincennes man yesterday. That following an investigation of an alarm at the record cellar at 5th and Main, officers found Calvin Hubble allegedly breaking into the building. Hubble was charged with burglary and booked into the Knox County Jail. Vincennes police arrested a Vincennes man this morning. That following a traffic stop on Hart Street near U.S. 41, 26-year-old Cody Julian was charged with driving without ever receiving a license. More news available anytime you want it online at newsknoxcounty.com. I'm Tom Lee, 97.7 WAOV News.
This is Hoosier Ag Today in the Wednesday Closing Farm Market Report. I'm Andy Eubank with some green ink on the board. This update brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. 800-708-CORN and seedconsultants.com. Very weak in the wheat market, but a comeback late in the day, and that allowed for a comeback in the corn market as well, which finished fractionally up. December 348 and a quarter up a half point. March 361 and a quarter up a quarter. May finishes unchanged at 369 and three quarters. Soy meal down, but the bean market did go up a couple. November 988, up 2 points. January 998, up 2.5. And March 1009.5, up 3 cents. December wheat 426 and three quarters, down just a half. Live cattle futures weak. December 122.92, down $1.70. And lean hogs 63.55, off 37 cents. I'm Andy Eubank. Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussern Streets, Vincennes.
A tough loss after a big lead for Vincennes Lincoln. Vincennes Reveille, North Knox both win. South Knox falls to Washington. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. Vincennes Lincoln, Lady Alice's fell to visiting Evansville North 63-57 last night at Alice Arena. Lady Alice's looked to be in good shape in the fourth quarter, building up a 12-point lead, and North turned up the defensive pressure and forced turnovers, allowing them to come back and get the victory. Darian Carmine had 14 for the Lady Alice's. Allison Hine 11. Peyton Seavers with 10. Vincennes Reveille Lady Patriots led 21-5 after one and never looked back as they went 57-38 over Jasper. Grace Wagner and Tia Tolbert had 20 each. The South Knox Lady Spartans fell 39-29 to Washington. Michaela Kokenauer had 15 for the 1-2 Lady Spartans. North Knox won on the road 42-32 over Northeast Dubois. Mackenzie Muir with 21 points to lead the way for the Lady Warriors. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV Sports. This community announcement presented by First Vincennes Savings Bank, your community, your bank. First Vincennes Savings Bank, member FDIC. If you have a nonprofit organization with an event coming up and you'd like to get a notice, all you have to do is send it to us. There are several ways to do it. Fax it to us at 812-885-2604. Email it to news@originalcompany.com. You can also drop it off at the Brevoort House. We're located right here at the corner of 5th and Bussern in Vincennes.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Sunshine this afternoon, highs in the low 50s. Clear skies for tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Clear tomorrow night, lows in the mid-20s. For Friday, sunny and cooler, highs in the low 40s. For Veterans Day, sunny, highs in the upper 40s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM, WAOV.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly. I'm Mark Lang. Greg's across the desk. And, Greg, we need to talk about gifts at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery.
That's for Christmas. Right. Lots of different ideas for Christmas. We've got a bunch of new battery candles in, lots of those items. We've got new candle rings in. That's a great gift at Christmas time. We've got some decorative accessories that are in. We carry a line of small birds that are teeny tiny. They're just a couple inches big. And they're like $7, $10 for a set, a pair. And they're lovely little birds. Those are always a popular gift, you know, at Christmas time too. So, you know, and then another gift that a lot of people like are the lighted pictures. You know, they have a little switch on the edge of the canvas, and you can turn that on, and the windows light up in the houses, or the Christmas tree lights up, or it looks like it's snowing. We've got everything from Santa Claus to some smaller ones. Some of those light-up pictures this year are $18. Very, very well-priced.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. And they're not just all Christmas-themed either, are they?
A lot of them we have are Christmas themed, but there are others that are not Christmas themed. So, you know, you just need to come in and browse and spend some time in the store and look through the gift gallery. I mean, there's so many. We have Waterford. We carry Lennox. We have some really nice Scandinavian crystal. We've got a nice wine section. Has little signs and things. One of my favorite signs, and I'm really not a drinker, but one of my signs I think is so funny, it says alcohol, because no good story started with a salad.
I've seen that sign in there, and it's true. It's true. And it wouldn't have to go up in the kitchen, would it?
No, no. But we got some nice signs, and there's some good positive input signs. I like those. There's one real simple one that says, you are an artist.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because everybody has a gift or a craft or something, and they are an artist. That's true. But we forget about that sometimes.
Sometimes people just don't know what to get for somebody, and what you really have to do is kind of look around, don't you?
We got the perfect gift for everybody. For somebody who's got everything, we've got Christmas toilet paper.
That would be something for somebody who has everything.
The group of ladies last night said they had one member. They said, that's what she needs because she doesn't. And I think she bought some last night, actually.
You know,
it's a cute gag gift, you know?
Sure.
Or the person has everything, you know?
Now, the other gifts, you've talked a little bit about the kitchen and that sort of thing, but there are some gifts that are actually working tools for the kitchen that you sell, too.
Oh, yeah, we carry Nordic ware, cake pans and cookie sheets and bundt pans, and then we carry Xylus as far as, you know, sandwich spreaders and soft skin peelers. Soft skin peelers are great because they peel tomatoes or peaches. They're really great. That's a great thing.
I'll bet they have to be sharp.
They are sharp. You don't want to get your finger in them, I think. And I can tell you that from experience because I got myself on those when the peaches were in this past summer.
Okay. So it's dangerous working there too.
It can be.
Let's recap a little bit about that 20% off again. I'm going to recap 20% off, and you see if I'm doing pretty well. Okay, here we go. There's the Christmas open house. It's this weekend, Friday and Saturday, 9 to 5 each day at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery located at 102 North 4th Street in Vincennes. This whole 20% off is everything in the store except stuff that's more than 20% off.
That's right. That's exactly
right. That was pretty good.
You did great, Mark.
Thank you. I was going to try to list all the items, but can't do that. There's just too many
things. There's too many. And it's funny because people say, you know, if I show them a chair or a lamp or something else, and, you know, and they'll go, well, how much is that? And I'll go, gosh, I'll have to look at the tag because there's so many things in that store, I can't remember them all. You know, the little brain just doesn't hold all that.
So 20% off everything in stock.
Everything in stock.
Except the things with the red dots.
That's right.
And they're more than 20% off, and you can't do 20% on more than 20%.
Right.
Because the math doesn't work.
Yeah, and only you one coupon. There's not another coupon you can use. You know?
Okay.
Don't come in and say, well, it's 20% off. And then the guy today said, well, how about a cash discount on top of that? And I go, no, that's it. We're doing 20%, anything store, 2 days. It's our Christmas gift to the community.
Now, let's talk about gifts of furniture.
I sold a recliner today. Lady bought it for her husband for Christmas, so.
So it's possible.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, yeah. We spend a tremendous amount of time, all of us, or we should be, sleeping.
Right.
You could probably take care of that. And maybe it's not a gift, but certainly your back would be happy.
A lot of times, you know, people decide, you know, I've had people come in and buy bedding at Christmas time, and that's their gift to each other because they need a new bed for their master bedroom and things. And, you know, it really, you should change your bedroom mattress and foundation every 10 years. So, and most people, if you say, how long you had their mattress? Oh, 15 or 20 years. No wonder their back hurts. And they said, I can't sleep and we need something new.
So the recliner, though, would be the traditional Christmas gift of furniture?
Kind of. Lamps a lot of times are a Christmas gift that a husband buys a wife.
Because he knows what she wants, or he knows he can't read well because it's not bright enough.
That, or they go and they go and they come to me and say, Greg, you know what she likes.
What
would she like for Christmas? Give me a hint. So,
in fact, that's one of the nice things about a local store with local people who've been around for a while.
Right, right. Yeah, a lot of times people come in, or I even have other people come in and say, well, you know so-and-so because she's my best friend, but I know she buys everything here. What would go in her house? And we can usually find something that they're happy with. And then people come back and say, hey, we're thrilled that, you know, thanks so much for helping us find something that she would like.
And that is a really good service. Also, the
free gift wrap too. Don't forget that.
I forgot that.
We wrap everything we sell. If you want it free, if you want it gift wrapped, and it's not like craft paper, we use top notch first class gift wrap, and we use nice ribbon, and we make a pretty bow and put some flowers in it. Or at Christmas, sometimes we put little Christmas balls, holly, sprig of pine. Different things, but we make a pretty package.
And Christmas is, what, how many days away? I'm trying to do the math in my head. Not very many.
Not very many. It's going to get here real quick.
Yeah, not very many weekends, and we're gonna have to have something taken care of, and you can take care of it this weekend with the Christmas open house at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 9 to 5 on Friday, 9 to 5 on Saturday. That should keep you tired. And your lady's tired, but boy, lots of neat things going on. And we'll talk more about that after these breaks here on Ask the Designer on WAOV.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice: don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-218-3396. That's 800-218-3396. 800-218-3396.
Get the year's best Serta mattress deals right now during the Serta Black Friday event. Don't miss this once-a-year deal on premium luxury and comfort savings. Choose the incredibly comfortable Serta iComfort Sleep System and get a free box spring. Or customize your comfort and save up to an incredible $1,200 on a Serta adjustable set. Don't miss the Serta Black Friday event. Our best deals on our best mattresses end soon. Hurry in today. Find your local retailer at SertaRetailers.com.
Josh's birthday, right, Dad?
You can count on it.
This phone conversation would never have taken place without the technology of the new CapTel Caption phone. For those individuals who have difficulty hearing over the phone, the CapTel Caption phone simply displays what is being said on a bright, easy-to-read screen.
Josh, Grandpa's coming to your birthday party.
The new CapTel Caption phone from Relay Indiana. Don't wait another minute. Visit RelayIndiana.com to...
Why do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
Greg, that nice lady's talking about you.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
I think someone I know made that up.
Yeah, probably. Ask the Designer here at WAOV. Greg Risley is the designer. And, Greg, one of the things that I think's really neat about the holidays, at least for me, are the smells of the holidays. Can you help us with that?
Yeah, we've got a new center for your tree. And it's S-C-N-T-E-R.
Thank you.
Not like on a basketball team. But there are little pine cone embossed disc that you hang in your tree. And this group that we had in last night for a program at the store walked in and they go, "Where's your real tree in this store?" And I go, "That's my new little secret weapon. It smells." When I went to market, I walked in a showroom that had Christmas trees and I said, "Okay, what's the secret?" You know, and, you know, the light guns, that Pro Keeper gun that you could put on your mini lights and pull the trigger and
sure.
It starts them up again. Mm-hmm. The same guy that developed that developed these little centers for the trees. And I tell you what, you'd swear there's fresh pine in that furniture store today. You would just swear there is, and it's not. It's little centers hanging in these trees. And we only have it in the two trees by the front door. But you can smell it all over the store. It's just fantastic. The women loved it last night. So, you know, I'm sure we'll sell those before the weekend's out.
And the weekend is really what we're focusing on, Friday and Saturday. Today's Wednesday, so you're ready now for Friday, are you?
Tomorrow we're going to clean all day and try to have the store tip-notch shape.
All right. You'll still be open, though,
Display. Yeah, we're open tomorrow. We got the displays, and the displays are there, so... If you want to come in and pick out some things, you want to come back and get Friday and save on the discount, it'd be a good time to shop around a little bit.
Friday from 9 to 5 Vincennes time, Saturday from 9 to 5 Vincennes time, whether it's Central or whatever we are, what's county time.
Yeah, we just won't change. We're not real sure what it is, are we?
Yeah, no. But you've also got that 20% off in-stock items, and I want you to go through that list again.
Oh, my gosh, Mark. Lamps, pictures, sit around accent pieces, candy dishes, end tables, cocktail tables. I mean, everything in this store is 20% off, unless it's in clearance, and that's more than 20% off. So either way, it's a win-win situation. We don't do this too often. It's our Christmas gift to the community. Come in and buy a chair or something, get 20% off on.
That could be quite a bit of money.
Right. And, you know, we take all the major credit cards, so... We've added Discover and American Express. We now take those. So we're all set. Bring your credit card, buy what you want, enjoy Christmas, and, you know, we'll help you. We'll sell any ornament off any tree. We'll sell the whole tree. We'll sell a tree unlit. We'll sell a tree decorated. If you want to buy a whole tree, we take it apart at the store, take it to your house, and put it back up again. So
that's service.
People like that. And then, you know, we do a lot of in-home decorating for clients as well.
Let's go over this grab-and-go gift thing. I like that idea. In today's society, grab-and-go is really, really hot, isn't it?
Yeah, and I told Lays the other night, I said, these little gifts are good for anybody. So, you know, it's kind of nice to keep one or two of those in a bag in the closet in case somebody drops by with a remembrance for you and you hadn't thought of them, or maybe you've forgot to get them on your list. You've got that little backup. Here's a little something for you in the closet that, you know, you might need at the spur of the moment.
Nice thing about that grab-and-go gift bag is you're not going to spend a fortune on it.
You're not going to spend a fortune, but you got something to give to them if they bring something to you. Or maybe you think, oh, gosh, I wish I had picked up something for so-and-so. Oh, I've got that little gift in the closet. I'll go get it and take it over.
Gift wrap?
Gift wrapped. We do it all. We gift wrap like crazy. So, and the ladies really enjoy it because we try to make them all different. We make all our own bows. It's not a manufactured bow that comes out of a machine, not peel and stick. You know, we tie them on. We do the little hot glue gun and glue little Christmas balls in there, a piece of pine or a little piece of holly or a flower or whatever, you know, that we can come to mind that works with the ribbon we're doing. And when I always take them out, I always ask the customer, is this okay? And they go, oh my gosh, yes, that's beautiful. So I think they're happy.
If we
want them to be happy.
If I'm going to ask you a question now, I want to know,
okay,
what comes up right away. What's the coolest tree you got in your store right now?
The coolest tree is the firecracker tree, and it's snowmen, mittens, little knit caps, and little snowmen all over it, and then that flicker tree that does all the fancy light stuff. It's amazing.
All right. Where is that? The right side, the left side? Yeah, I got to go through the back.
Left side, right down by the design center.
Oh, so that's not what's in the main window. I'm trying to figure out what's in the main window.
You may have to drive by there this afternoon.
You're going
to
have it lit tonight?
It will be lit tonight.
Okay. That's always kind of cool. I mean, this is not Macy's, but you know what? It's Regal.
Well, we have had people ask us about our windows. And Janison and Becky and Jane did the front window that's in blue this year. And the tree in there is a lightly flocked tree. And that's our ice skates and pine cones on that tree. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And don't disturb the yellow lab laying underneath that tree because he's taking a nap.
Okay. That's good that one doesn't get up in the tree and mess around with it. One thing that came up in my mind as we were talking today here on the program is the whole cardinal concept that you have with the tree and the ornaments and more.
And more. Little lantern that has the cardinals in it. We've got a little mug that's got a cardinal on it this year. That's a nice little touch for a gift, you know, somebody that's a cardinal fan. You know, we can even put a little arrangement in that little Christmas arrangement in that cup if you want. Send it out. We've got some mistletoe balls on a tree that's kind of fun. Then we've got some little mistletoe trees. They're just about 6 inches tall. That's nice for your tabletop. And, of course, the battery candles are always good. We also, this year, we've got 12-inch red tapers that are battery-operated. We only had the 10-inch before. And just lots of things. We've got some neat new cookie plates in for, you know, that have, like, a reindeer on it. And there's a red and green swirl pattern. So, if you have someone real special, you know, buy a cookie plate, put some of your own cookies on it, and give it to them.
You will have refreshments Friday and Saturday?
We're going to have refreshments Friday and Saturday. Iced tea and homemade cookies made by your little Pillsbury Doughboy me.
Okay. 4th and Bussard, 102 North 4th Street in Vincennes. The hours this weekend are Friday from 9 to 5, Saturday from 9 to 5 for the Christmas open house. What are your regular hours? Because obviously people still will be coming in up
regular
to Christmas.
Regular hours, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. If you need a special appointment, you can call me. I stay evenings or can meet you on Sunday afternoon if that's necessary. Or early morning if you want to look at something before you go to work.
What's the number down there?
812-886-4444. Really easy to remember.
886-4444.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I remembered that. Remember the Indiana and Illinois ornaments? That seems like a pretty cool idea, especially that you can mail them.
Yeah, because you can put them in a card, an enclosure, and put them in an envelope and mail it to your kids. Write a little note on them. Let them know how special they are to you because, you know, we just don't take the time to do that, Mark, as much as we should.
And, of course, you can sell them regular furniture that has nothing to do with the holidays.
That's right. We can do that, too.
Because it says right on my card here, Regal Furniture Gallery and Gift Shop, right? So we've got to do that too. And, I think, probably, also your remembrance section, not exactly the holiday spirit, but, some things happen during the holidays and we always need to remember, what you offer, to remember folks who passed.
Right, right. Christmas is always a tough time to lose somebody. You know, there's no good time to lose somebody you love, but, you know, around the holidays, I think it's extremely hard on people.
And you have a pretty nice selection.
We've got an excellent selection of bereavement, and we do not charge for delivery with our bereavement things to the funeral home. So,
all right. Have I forgotten anything?
I don't think so, Mark. I mean, you know, have you ever thought about running a radio station for a living?
I don't know. That's a lot of work. That is a lot of work. But, hey, if you haven't been outside today, this is probably going to be the best day of the week.
Yes, it is. I know, and I'm thrilled to death. It's going to be cold Friday and Saturday, just what we need for Christmas open house.
You know what? That is exactly right. And I'm guessing probably, Greg, you're not going back to the office today.
Mark, you're not supposed to talk about that.
Oh, that's right. I'm not supposed to talk about that, but that's okay. We'll get it figured out.
I might have to go bake more cookies. I mean, you know.
Yeah, cookies. Okay, it is Friday and Saturday, the big open house at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery located at the corner of 4th and Buster, and that's 102 North 4th Street in Vincennes. Plenty of parking there, lots of fun, and the place is not only looking good, it's smelling good, and you've got some great things on
and
special.
And we can be Santa Claus's helpers, so if you come in and you need some help, you can always give me a note that's got your husband's phone number on it and say, hey, Santa knows that, you know, she'd really like this for Christmas. We'll wrap it up, deliver it to you at the office. All you have to do is put a card on it.
There you go. I think we've got this figured out. What do you think?
I think so too, Mark.
Thanks for coming in.
I look forward to seeing you Friday.
Yes, we will be there. The WZDM will be there on Friday. But folks need to come in and just see us.
Come in and see us, yeah. Come shake our hand and say hello and wish people and that you see there Merry Christmas.
All right. Thanks for listening, and you'll be back next week?
Yep.
All right. This is, we'll let this guy go. That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Risley here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer.